165. O my God, O my God, verily thy servant, humble before the majesty of thy divine supremacy, lowly at the door of thy oneness, hath believed in thee and in thy verses, hath testified to thy word, hath been enkindled with the fire of thy love, hath been immersed in the depths of the ocean of thy knowledge, hath been attracted by thy breezes, hath relied upon thee, hath turned his face to thee, hath offered his supplications to thee, and hath been assured of thy pardon and forgiveness. He hath abandoned this mortal life and hath flown to the kingdom of immortality, yearning for the favour of meeting thee. O Lord, glorify his station, shelter him under the pavilion of thy supreme mercy. Cause him to enter thy glorious paradise and perpetuate his existence in thine exalted rose garden, that he may plunge into the sea of light in the world of mysteries. Verily thou art the generous, the powerful, the forgiver and the bestower. O thou assured soul, thou maidservant of God, be not grieved at the death of thy respected husband. He hath verily attained the meeting of his Lord at the seat of truth in the presence of the potent King. Do not suppose that thou hast lost him. The veil shall be lifted, and thou shalt behold his face illumined in the supreme concourse. Just as God the Exalted hath said, him will we surely quicken to a happy life. Supreme importance should be attached, therefore, not to this first creation, but rather to the future life.